Spoken Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hello guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny. 那今天呢，我们的节目要讲讲哦，因为现在五月份嘛，很多应届毕业生 new graduates, you guys are looking for work, 在找工作。然后呢，最近我们开言英语付费课程也在出一系列的，就是怎么帮你finding work, 然后 interview better in English, 英语面试系列的课。最近有一课呢，我们正好讲到美国出名难进的一个公司，一个 investment bank, 就是高盛 Goldman Sachs, 然后能进去的都是就是 elites, 对吧？ cream of the crop。 结果呢，我突然想到我的一个朋友，他就是 pass 这个高盛的 interview, 进了高盛。那我想说，诶，今天就让他上节目来讲讲他当时在 Goldman Sachs 这个 interview 的 process, 给大家一些 very helpful tips。然后呢，看看啊，在美国用英语 interview, 要通过最难的 interview, 你需要什么样的能力。So David, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jenny. 大家好，我是 David.
哎 ,David 先自我介绍一下啦。
好，像 Jenny 说的，之前在高盛实习过，然后后面开始做自己的 startup, 现在我的 startup 叫 Strikingly, 然后我是 Strikingly 的 CEO 和联合创始人。我们刚推出我们中国产品叫上线了 ,sxl.cn, 然后大家可以 check out 一下。
他一上节目就推自己的产品，没关系，
要硬广告，
打广告，打广告。但我觉得 David 很牛的一点就是，他千辛万苦 pass 了 Goldman Sachs 的 interview, but then you quit, you started your own startup, 自己去创业了。
嗯，对，的确我父母也不是非常理解这个决定。
没关系啦，但今天还是能跟我们分享很多很有用的英语面试的 tips 啊。那要看我们今天详细的推送和一些好的窍门，包括跟主播在节目互动的话呢，大家都关注开言英语的微信公众号就可以了，开放的开，语言的言。So first of all, David, so you went to the States in high school, right?So you went to high school and then your university, your undergraduate in America.
是的，然后后来我在那边读完高中之后，读完大学。
哎，我首先想问啊，在美国的大学，美国大学第四年这个英语怎么说？
你要看你是在哪个大学，比如说像我们学校就会说 fourth year。
你是
University of Chicago。
很名牌的大学啊，芝加哥大学。
像有些学校就会说 fourth year, 然后这种 first year, second year 这样子，然后有些学校会说freshman,然后 第四年就是 senior,
senior, OK. 那 so in the fourth year in an American university, did you still go to classes or you were mostly, you know, interning, trying to find work? 就是好像中国的大学第四年我们感觉课比较少，大家都要出去实习啊，找工作。So what was it like for you?
我个人的话，其实我是没有读第四年，我读完 junior 我就 quit 了。然后
啊，你是 drop out?
我最后还是拿到我自己的 degree, 但是其实在美国来讲的话，要看不同大学了，但是学分制，只要你学完学分了之后就可以走。然后当时我是刚好在第三年的时候，后面我才看回来是刚好我学完了我自己一个 major 的 credit, 所以那个时候就算走了之后也可以拿到我的这个就是我的 degree。然后
所以你就是一个学霸 ,so you were like the super nerd. You got、
yes.
all the credits before your fourth year started.
我觉得英文可能 describe better, super nerd, 学霸 I'm not necessarily sure, 因为我们学校里面还有几个，我们学校的确学霸很多，所以 compared to a lot of people in my school, I was like, not really 学霸I was a nerd.
你记得 what was the process, like the hiring process like, 就是整个雇佣的过程去面试啊什么的， how many rounds of interviews?
这个要看还是不同职位可能不太一样，它不是完全一样的，但是一般是三到四轮，然后最后一轮好像有大部分的 bank 会有一个叫 super day 这么一个一天的面试
啊。对，因为我们那个付费课程里也讲过有一个 super day, 然后我一听就是 that sounds fun, 但我想 I'm sure it wasn't fun, I'm sure it was like pretty stressful,
quite intense. Yeah, so usually it's like it starts with the resume drop.
投简历 resume drop.
Yeah, exactly. So you start with submitting a resume. There is like a form that you have to fill out, basically indicating, you know, where you want to work, which location, what position you're applying for. So you do that first.
你现在还记得你当时是真的去面试见到一个人 like a face-to-face interview? What was it like? How many interviewers, 有多少面试官啊？
Usually the first round interview is by phone call.
So
that's like the first round. And it's usually by an analyst from bank. So
analyst 一般就是他们银行比较 entry level 的 position 是吧
First like 2 to 3 years I guess 1 to 3 years 对，这是 analyst 的那个年限 And you usually do the first round interview. All of my first round interview were phone calls.
Phone interviews. 然后你觉得那样 phone interview, 因为他们也是用一个就比较 entry level, 比较 junior 的人来 interview 你嘛。Was it pretty casual, 就是比较松弛的还是说就是很那个一板一眼的
I guess it really depends on the bank and really depends on the person you talk to. I interviewed somebody who just like really chill.Wants to actually feel
很 chill 就是很放松的那种是吗
Well I guess like as chill as it can be But it's not completely like a casual talk
是
like, Apparently it's still like a format of like interview format Basically they ask you a question You can answer right And then at the end you got to ask them some questions And they will answer
What type of questions did they ask? Did they ask you about the global financial markets? 然后你最近有没有 follow the data Dow Jones, the Nasdaq, 这种
Again, it depends. Some people ask me, well, the suggestion that I can have for anybody who's doing the interview is just assume that they're going to ask you both behavioral question and technical questions.
你刚刚说的两类问题,一类是什么 behavioral questions?
Yeah, behavioral. So, like, you know, about your personality.
你的行为 they want to know basically what kind of a person you are, right?
Yeah, like, do they actually want to work with you, right? So that's very important.
那这种 behavior type of questions, 他们是具体会问什么比如说会问你的 hobbies, interests?
It's mostly about whatever you wrote on your resume. So classes you have taken, why did you take those classes? What's your major? You know, what kind of activities do you do on campus? Some of the challenges you have faced. Why are you interested in their bank? Why do you actually want to apply? Stuff like that. So those are the behavioral questions.
就是这种行为类的问题。然后 the other type of question was...
Technical
就比较技术性的比较考那个专业知识的是吧
Right, so again 这个就非常 depends on、你是 apply for which position
就什么样的那个职位它当然那个 your technical knowledge would differ, right?
Exactly, so、you know, questions will beWhat kind of stocks are you looking at recently? Do you actually have your own portfolio? Right, like, what kind of portfolio strategy do you have? Stuff like that.
所以就是那个大四的学生，你去找工作，他们就会问你这种问题。就如果你要去做一个 trader， 就是股票交易员的工作，他又问你说你自己有没有投资股票，是吧？然后你就 very real world questions, right?
Yeah, they want to, like, as real as they can be, right?
对对对，是。
So they clearly understand you haven't beenin that type of environment before. So if you're talking about investment banking, it's much more of like, can you actually read a balance sheet? Do you know how to actually project?
是。
You know, financial statements, and how do you evaluate cash flow, stuff like that, right? So those are different. Those are much more of like the financial accounting side of it.
对，我觉得 technical 是、面试里面这种 technical type of questions 真的是根据你apply for 的那个职位不同就完全不一样我一直是觉得 interview 你去 cram 就是临时抱佛脚去准备 it only gets you to a certain point 你真的是要 much more long term 然后包括我们很多听众会问我说我怎么样 improve my English interview skills 我就觉得你如果是 interview 前的一个月再去 improve 这个效果会比较有限还是要平时注意累积真的是这样
对是的像我们从大一开始进去的时候我们的 Career Service Center 就给我们开始去做一些这种seminar 给我们讲就是说哪一些地方 你们对哪个东西感兴趣，你可以去参加这个 seminar，
对对对，
然后这些 seminar 会告诉你，就是说之前他们会请一些之前在这个地方工作过的人给你们讲讲到底是做什么呀，然后你要对什么东西感兴趣啊，然后是个什么样的状况啊，这样子。 So you know you sort of start preparing things like day one。
那我最后再问你，我们经常看很多什么教人家 interview skills，就是说那种问题会问你说 What's your greatest strength and what's your greatest weakness， 然后我一直觉得不会有面试官就这么直接问这种问题吧，他们有没有人直接问过你 What's your greatest strength and what's your greatest weakness？
Oh yeah, totally. Actually, you have to prepare yourself mentally as well. You can't just do the interview for the sake of doing the interview. You have to actually figure out some of the questions they're going to askBecause those questions are not just meant to be, you know, a test. Those questions are meant to be to figure out whether you are the type of people who thrive at their bank. The one questions I got, as I mentioned, one of the hardest questions I got was this. Was like, so he was looking at my resume, right? Mm-hmm. And the first question is usually, well, just tell me about yourself. That's usually the first question. So all of us sort of have this, like,prepared you know 30 second pitch about who you are.
诶，那我问你一下，你这个 prepare 30 second pitch 重点要讲什么？
So mostly about your story.
好，你的个人故事是吧？
Yeah, so for me it's like, oh yeah, I came to the US when I was 15 and then you know my I figured out my passion is for econ, and so I did my sort of like econ major at University of Chicago. That's why I applied, and that's why I applied for this school. And I figured out, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy doing was like, you know, finance or dealing with numbers and really figuring out, you know, the long-term prospect of a company, something like that. And then, you know, and that's why I want to really try out banking, and this is one of those areas I'm passionate about. I talked to many of like myyou know, the seniors who graduated from our school went to all of those banks, and that really intrigues me to, like, you know, develop my career there. Something like that. So, you know, that package, you don't need to overkill.
对对对、
yeah. You don't need to overkill. Don't like, oh, I'm perfect. I'm like, you know, whatever. Right,
是是是、so. 你说不用 overkill 就不用特别要展现自己有多完美，我成绩多好，我怎么牛。最重要的我觉得面试官他是想听到你有 passion， 就是你真的特别明白这是我爱做的事情，然后你要秀他。
Yeah, so, you know, the question I got, again, like, that question that I got, I still remember was like, so my interviewer basically, after I introduced myself, flipped my resume in front of me. Like, just, my resume was like face up, right, with the information on that page.He like flipped my resume.
他就把你的简历直接就翻了一面，好像他也不想看。
翻了一面，然后把背面，就是 it's very clear that like he did that. So I saw it, and he asked me this question. I was like, all right. So, Mr. Perfect, tell me one time things didn't go well. I was like.All right. You know, so that was like, you know, one of those very tricky questions.
就是他看你可能简历上面 GPA 啊什么也很高，然后你那个30 second self introduction 自我介绍也是讲的很 packaged， 包装的很好，然后他反而就跟你说 OK 完美先生 Miss Perfect， 你现在就是 be honest be real right。
So, you know, there are people who, you know, one of those answers, one of those questions that you mentioned, which is like, hey, you know, what's your weaknesses? And the worst answer they can give is like, oh, well, I'm a perfectionist. Right, but that's like the worst answer you can give. It's
对对对、
like、you,
因为很多书上或者很多攻略都会要你这么回答，就是说人家问你最大的弱点，你的 weakness 是什么时候，你就说我的 weakness 就是我是个完美主义者， I ask too much of myself， 我对自己太苛刻了、
yeah.
但你说这是最烂的答案。
Yeah, it's really bad, right?
那 David, 最后你给大家一个建议啊，像你前面说的，如果别人问到你最大的这个缺陷，最大的weakness 是什么，你觉得最好的答案是什么， just be honest， 就把你自己一个 you know, self assessment 对自己的这个认识说出来。
Yeah, I think you know everyone has a different answer for that first of all.
对对对，每个人都不一样、
right. Obviously 就没有一个 perfect 答案， but you have to say something in a way of like, okay, I know these are my few weaknesses here's how I have, you know, here's what I have done to actually try to overcome it, to try to improve on them. So you can't just say like, oh, I know I'm bad, but yeah, that's okay. For example, you can say, well, I haven't really done that much of like English business sort of like conversation. So one thing I did was actually, you know,
我在用开言英语.
Exactly, I was about to get there. So,
谢谢你.
So you can say something like that, or something like, I wasn't as outgoing before. I know that that's one thing that might hurt my chances of like, you know, learning something new, meeting new people. So I try to force myself to participate in some like this like activities outside, or something like that. I know,
but
it really depends on who you are.
反正就是一定要 be honest, be authentic, 把你自己对自己的这个问题的认识说出来，但是就像 David 说的，一定要有一个，我知道这是我的不足， but that's what I did, or that's what I plan to do to improve on it. 我要来改进，对吧？今天呢，谢谢 David 分享了很多他在美国真实的找工作 finding work, 然后 job interview 英语面试的经历。其实我一直觉得吧，英语面试里你要表现得很好，包括以后工作里面，英语要用得很顺畅的话，真的是 it's a long term process。那也希望我们开言英语所做的这些文化秀，包括我们的全英语的付费课程，能够帮你不断做一个很好的储备吧。那哪一天真的要去找工作了，还是在日常现在的这个工作里面呢，都能够有很好的英语能力啊。我们也有非常有针对性的面试英语的课程，然后包括我们这个月就开始了很多的直播课 ,will help you learn English better. 那最后呢，如果你对英语面试有任何的问题，想来问 David, 来问我，或者分享自己的英语面试经历，那都欢迎到我们今天这个节目的推送啊，关注我们的微信公众号开言英语就可以了，开放的开，语言的言。Okay, we look forward to hearing from you. 最后如果你找工作的话呢，也祝你 best of luck. And we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye bye.